Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live and direct from the What's On Your Mind World Headquarters. Actually, we can't save the world. We can't even save the U.S., but we can do a little something about the Northern Plains. So it's...
Hey, come on. We're on the iHeart app. I mean, we can save a lot of the world. You know?
That's true. That's true. If they're smart enough to stay right here. We are, after all, our theme song tells you exactly what we're trying to do. We're not going to give this up. I'll take this all the way to the end today, Daniel, just to prove what we're up to here at What's On Your Mind. Coming to you live and direct from, believe it or not, the studio. What is this here? This is the studio. I can't even to touch the microphone and, yeah. Here we go. Bring it up a little bit.
Used
bring
to
it up,
being
Daniel.
At home.
Bring it up. Bring it up. There you go. We had to be quiet. Music was waiting on the world to change. We can do that from the Northern Plains. I-29. Chose Investments Building. By the way, our good friends at Chose Investments are the people to talk to if you're looking for any kind of investment related to real estate, land, buildings. This market especially, Fargo, is almost recession-proof. It's pretty amazing. Really, especially when it comes to, I mean, I keep thinking, oh, man, they're overbuilding on apartments. They're overbuilding on office. You know, oh, my gosh. What in the world are they thinking? And they fill up. It's just phenomenal.
World's addicted to French fries and potato chips and sugar.
No, what the heck?
Corn and all of it.
You're saying the ag community is why we're recession-proof? Is that what you're saying?
My brother-in-law, who owned the Buick Honda dealership here for years, said that. He's like, they come and go in the valley, it seems.
Yeah.
But the world needs potatoes, the world needs sugar, the world needs, you know, ag, the world needs what
we
do.
That's very true. You are right in pointing out that our ag community, even with ups and downs, continues to perform. Although I will say, you know, again, this is typical and every farmer knows this, especially farmers that rely on, you know, farmers tend to be more of the crop insurance and all the other different programs that are out there, less so on our rancher friends. Who just want, you know, access to a market, for crying out loud, unimpeded and with some value to a U.S. raised bit of cattle. But, you know, the risk they know knows no bounds. I always say that. It's just it's one thing to have a farm program or not. It's another thing to sign your name at the bank year after year after year and know the enormous amount of risk that's going on there. And our farmers need rain. They do. Especially out west. So we're praying for rain. For folks, we did have a little bit of rain here in the valley. I think folks are okay in the valley, if I'm not mistaken, but hurting out west. So let us know how you're doing out there. We'll be rooting for you. This is a particular area that's really dry. I know we heard from a listener last week, Thursday or Friday, I want to say, at Max, who was a day or two away from stopping seeding. It was so dry. Let us know. We'd like to know. All right. Anyway, Chose Investments, the folks to contact if you're looking for an investment related to land, real estate. Just want to kick some tires, buying, selling. Talk to Monty and Scott Chose, two good folks, ChoseInvestments.com. I-29, Todd is at the K-Fire 550, legendary voice of the Northern Plains mothership today. And we have Daniel manning the phones from our hub down in the Twin Cities, 855. 200-1776, one number to call us at 24/7, that's the Be the Buffalo hotline from Oasis Petroleum, 855-200-1776. Or you can call and talk to us live right here on the radio, real live us. That telephone number is 800-228-0550. I'm taking your text today at 701-367-2054. A couple of things on my mind. One of them relates to a situation we talked about as the legislative session wrapped up last week. That was Senate Bill 2030. Updating you on this, it deals with an issue that the legislature has dealt with for, I think, about 10 years, as I recall. I did a little digging this weekend and found an interview that I did with Dean Bresciani in which he said, we're not going to do this. We're not going to do this. It's a bad deal because we want to follow the intent of the law. And obviously all that's changed. But I do give President Bresciani for getting it right in 2013. I do question whether or not he has been bullied in the name of academic freedom now. And you'd think a guy like Dean Bresciani could be many things, but not bullied. But it sure looks like he has been. And I give Yana Myrdal and the legislative leaders credit for outfoxing the academic freedom argument by saying, we're going to place something called challenge grants, which, what does higher ed want more than anything, always? Anybody? What do they always need more of at higher ed?
Money, 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 money.
Yeah, I was going to
say. Exactly right.
Moolah. It's always the safe answer, right?
The money, right? I mean, they have an insatiable appetite for your money from students, because the tuition always goes up, from taxpayers, because their share always goes up. I mean, it's unbelievable. Public-funded higher ed has an insatiable appetite for money. It is irritating beyond belief to me, because they never run these institutions anywhere near with the business sense. Everybody that pays the taxes is forced to. Whole nother subject. Anyway, there is a bill that includes some challenge grants, which are really good for all of higher ed, that essentially say, find some matching dollars and do what you want to do. Go find a program that fits and the dollars will be there, set aside for all of higher ed. Well, in that is a provision to say, okay, the example of NDSU, despite President Bresciani agreeing that the law does not allow him to do it, and this became a national story. An interview I did with him became a national story in academia because President Bresciani dared to answer something honestly, which you can't do in academia.
Yeah.
You can't do that or you get in a little trouble. How dare you? You're succumbing to it. Those crazy taxpayers. Don't listen to those nutcases. We want academic freedom. Screw the taxpayers, our funders. I mean, there is a lack of reality unbelievable in academia. And you know what? If Dean Bresciani was having a beer with somebody, he'd tell you the same thing. And so would other higher ed leaders. It's a game they have to play, a dance they have to play. I would love to see North Dakota be different in this sense. Look. The law is the law, number one. Number two, when our taxpayers fund you, and there is a set of values that guide those taxpayers that may be different than you'd find in old California,
right,
or New York or some other woke place, guess what? We're going to do things a little differently here. If you don't like it, not a problem. There's plenty of woke places for you to work. Apply to one of them. We're going to do things a little bit differently here because we're going to reflect the values of the taxpayers who are reflected in the values of the legislators. I don't think that's too much to ask. Firings will continue until attitudes improve. That'd be a way to do it. And by attitude, I don't mean you can't have a dissenting opinion. I don't mean you can't try and indoctrinate our kids because that's what many of them do. What I mean is, we're going to have some sensitivity to taxpayers and legislators who have different values than we do. So when, in the name of academic freedom, you rush out to do a partnership with Planned Parenthood, the number one abortion provider in the United States, you try and hide the dollars through a sexual education platform that you're going to take into schools, which is nothing other than pornography and disgusting quote-unquote education, we're going to say hard stop. Hard stop. So, Yana Myrdal and others put together a way to stop this finally, after 10 years of games. And they put this provision to say no thanks to Planned Parenthood and others like it in the challenge grant bill. It passed overwhelmingly, and Governor Burgum is currently trying to find a reason to veto it. Now, Planned Parenthood is very organized, folks. They're very organized. They have pastors even that write letters on their behalf. I have a letter from a pastor in Fargo in the Minot newspaper, which proves to me it's organized, because Minot newspapers don't normally take letters from Fargo pastors,
right?
Unless they are sent out by some a PR firm of some kind, right? Because generally the people in Minot don't care much what the person in Fargo thinks about it. But newspapers, they like content, so they take it. But it tells you that it's well organized. So Planned Parenthood says, hey, pastor, would you write a letter? And I don't know what it takes to get the definition pastor in front of your name, but clearly it's not much based on this letter. And I noticed the church that this pastor is from is not mentioned in the letter, which speaks volumes. Because I'll tell you in a moment where the church is that this woman pastors. But she says she likes this sex ed curriculum. Very valuable what Planned Parenthood does. Said no pastor ever. Anyway, this is still an issue. And the governor has 15 days from Sine Die, which was last Thursday, to decide. It's time for we the people to get organized. Okay? Let's get organized and match Planned Parenthood's game. More on that coming up.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Name that movie. Footloose? No, not Footloose?
Nope.
oh,
come on, Scott. Are you kidding?
Beverly Hills Cop.
I know. I wouldn't remember.
Oh, man.
Oh, I love the movie.
Classic movie.
Yeah, great movie. I think I watched it
one and two. I don't like three that much, but whatever.
110 times, I want to say.
You got me with a banana in the tailpipe trick, didn't you?
Oh, and my car is in there. My convertible is in there.
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow. There you go.
He gets Axel out of jail and he walk up and, is this your car? Oh, no. We just take whatever cars sitting there.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Back on What's on Your Mind, my friends. How are you? This is What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow, Michael and Dell and the team at MyPillow. Get up every day to make better products so you sleep better. Well, life is just better. And you sleep better on the MyPillow premium pillow, which is $29.98 right now. You get on the bed and you slide your feet into the new My Slippers. You go into the bedroom and throw in a MyPillow robe on you. You use the MyPillow sheets. By the way, getting out of bed was tough because you have the sheets and you dry off in the towels, right? Getting out of bed very hard with a MyPillow blanket on the MyPillow bed or with the MyPillow mattress topper and then the MyPillow sheets. So it's hard getting out of bed, but the slippers make it a little easier. The robe makes it a little easier. And, of course, the towels actually dry you off. What's not to love? And your dog is sound asleep on the dog bed. You can't even get your dog up to eat.
I say I had not seen the actual robe until I came out and saw you at Hot Springs Plaza Pool Tables 2 on Friday.
Yeah, they flew off the shelf, aren't they?
Oh, they're gorgeous.
Exactly right.
Yeah, I'm down.
All right, friends. And besides making the best products on earth to prevent you from having to go into big box stores, save you from that nightmare of wokeness and cancel culture, they also are fighting for election integrity. In fact, the President of the United States, I'm trying to figure out what he means by this. Can you guys help me out on this? President Trump a few moments ago. I'm having trouble deciphering it. It's not real clear.
Okay.
Before I do that, though, Mike Lindell is dying on this hill. Mike Lindell is battling for election integrity. He's battling for free speech. That's why Frank Speech is hit the ground running. You can have your own account on Frank Speech now. You have free speech again. YouTube can't shut you down. Twitter can't shut you down. Set up your own account at frankspeech.com right now. Check out my profile with lots of great content unique to Frank Speech. I'm doing the Teddy Talks there about all things North Dakota. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Okay, here. I'm having trouble. Where is it here? When did I get this? From the office of the 45th President of the United States. Where is it? Here it is. Statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States. Here's what he said. Help me decipher this, what he means by this. The fraudulent presidential election of 2020 will be, from this day forth, known as, in caps, the big lie. It's not real clear. It's not, I can't.
There's only one big lie, huh?
There's a little ambiguous there. I don't know what he's getting at. Yeah. But that's what that's why we love this president. He has no nonverbal thought, and you never doubt what he's thinking.
The big lie.
And that's bigly. He's going from bigly to big lie. That's hilarious, actually. And given what's happening in Arizona, about to prove that out. All right. We have a little open phone time, folks, 271-1100. My question to you is, what are you doing related to standing up for innocent life, standing up against the number one abortion provider in the U.S. to convey your thoughts to Governor Burgum? Have you called the governor's office at 328-2200? What happens when you do? Have you sent an email? Have you talked to somebody? Are you engaged in this battle? I understand there was a letter sent from the Chancellor, Mark Hagerot, and the chair of the Board of Higher Ed, I believe he's the chair, Nick Hacker, expressing some concern over what this bill, Senate 2030, will do. And I don't know this for a fact, but I've heard that the governor's office asked for the letter, may or may not have. It doesn't really matter. Sometimes they look for quote-unquote cover and say, well, write us a letter and tell us how bad that's going to be so we can put that as part of the veto statement. I don't know if that's true or not, honestly. It doesn't really matter. Because I would imagine if Mark Hagerot, the chancellor, and Nick Hacker, a board member, put their name on it, they mean it, regardless of how it was sent. We'll dig into that this week as well. But I want to know what you think about this, what you're doing about it. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Text me at 701-367-2054. Bottom of the hour, Bob Paulson is going to join us. Bob is a member of the North Dakota legislature. He is in what is called the Bastiat Caucus. And he took exception with some of my comments related to the Bastiat Caucus and wanted to talk about it. We shall. Always invite critics on the program. Don't like something I say? Reach out, we'll put you on the program. Call, we'll put you on the air. Also, Steve Moore, one of President Trump's top economic advisors, now a FreedomWorks economist, talk about your pocketbook and what's happening under Joe Biden. And then bottom of the hour, next hour, my friend Kevin from Mississippi's back.
I saw he's a North Dakota resident now.
He is now, yeah. He is now. And we're going to talk a little bit. He's married. And so he's had some life changes since we talked last. And if you don't remember, Kevin from Mississippi was a fellow that I met at the Black Lives Matter protest downtown Fargo and struck up a friendship with. And so we're going to talk about this new racial strife, Tim Scott, Joe Biden, all of that coming up on the show today. So let us know what you think, okay? 800-228-0550. Just to finish on Senate Bill 2030, I think the only way that the will of the legislature, and I dare say the will of the people, is followed, is for the citizens of North Dakota to say, this is what we want. This is what we want. A friend of mine, James Carrion, posted on his Facebook page something that he had posted way back in 2016 when Doug Burgum was then a candidate for governor. And the title of the column was, if Doug Burgum stays this conservative, he could be a great governor. And this issue will be used as a barometer to whether or not this governor is conservative in the way North Dakota voters expected from him to be conservative on this. And he posted a conversation with Chris Berg from Point of View, in which Chris Berg said, if you are our next governor, can people count on you to be pro-life and to sign the pro-life bills? Doug Burgum said yes. James Carrion says, with a bill to keep state-funded entities from partnering with abortion providers now on his desk, we're about to find out whether Burgum lied or is telling the truth. And I think you should engage in this issue, folks. Let us know what you're finding out. Vern in McLean County, we'll get to you next. And Bob Paulson coming.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is meeting with G7 foreign ministers in the United Kingdom this week to plan the G7 summit in Southwest England next month. Chinese aggression is on the docket.
I think what we've witnessed over the last several years is China acting more repressively at home and more aggressively abroad. That is a fact.
Secretary Blinken on CBS News. Officials in San Diego, California report at least four people died and many were injured when a human smuggler's overloaded vessel broke off the coast. The debris field washed up on Point Loma after it disintegrated on a reef Sunday morning. We all know getting the COVID-19 vaccine has some skeptics. Some companies in America are ready to reward you with your proof of vaccination. Special offers from Budweiser, Junior's Cheesecake, Krispy Kreme, Nathan's Hot Dogs, Staples, Office Depot, and White Castle are just a few making special offers. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
There comes a time in a young girl's life. There comes a time in a young girl's life when she becomes a woman.
It's very strange.
I hit the wrong one.
Yeah.
I hope so. I'm like, yeah. What is this?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, well, get rid of it and play something good.
All right, my bad.
Yeah, play something good.
The wrong page up there. Or if you shouldn't just use shuffle because you never know what you're going to end up with.
That's true. He could blame the callers because they were bringing his ear off. One of those callers that didn't want to go on the air, Kev?
No, they were actually calling our sister station to get qualified for some WeFest prizes.
I see.
Calling us.
They were calling WDOI.
Yeah.
I see.
We got them figured out.
Right on. Texter says, have you heard anything about North Dakota having two sanctuary cities for illegal immigrants? Fake news. Fake news. Governor Burgum has said very clearly, not possible without state approval, not happening. Now, I did hear from somebody this weekend that saw a swanky Prevo bus, or one of those nice kind of like country music star buses, all white with official plates on it.
Oh, yeah?
South of Minot. Now, if anybody knows what that's about, let me know. I've seen those before, not nice ones. I've seen that I've always thought were like transport.
Tour buses? Or like,
buses. Almost like school buses that are painted white that have official plates.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fair amount of those around Minot. I guess I've always assumed it's some sort of transport for Air Force Base related or missile site stuff.
Oh, sure.
But, you know, to have a real swanky one and the mirrors all, you know, the windows rather all, you know, tinted so you can't see in, I don't know what this is about. But if you do, let me know. Up around Minot. Love to know. Thanks for the text, though.
Maybe somebody's just got a really nice RV.
Other texter says, well, it had official plates, though. Government plates.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Gotcha. Texter says, regarding North Dakota drought, Pierce County, north central North Dakota, tremendously dry. Economy here lives and dies on agriculture. We're retired farmers, and this present situation is heartbreaking to witness. Praying for rain right now in Pierce County. Right now. With God, all things are possible. Matthew 19:26. Just remember that. Texter, Scott says, Scott, if you could mention the movie Unplanned on your show, please do. It exposes Planned Parenthood for what it is, a gruesome baby murder factory. It's a true story and spot on. It is fantastic. Michael Lindell was one of the funders of that movie. He actually makes a cameo in it.
Yeah, we've had her on, too.
We have. Abby Johnson wrote a great book.
Yep.
Everyone should watch this movie. Well, maybe not younger children. I'm so over the lies the left spreads. Yeah, you should be over those lies. You're exactly right. Let's see here. Our governor sucks, bottom line. It's crap like this that negates any of the good things that he's done. Well, he hasn't done it yet.
I'm from Minnesota. Hold my beer.
He hasn't done it yet. And there's more
That's
good
very
than bad.
True, Kevin.
There's more good than bad in Governor Doug Burgum. I continue to say that.
Yes.
I'll
trade you. We'll trade you Tim Walz for Doug Burgum.
Well, exactly. That's what you have
to be named later.
Wait a minute. Kevin, you come over to North Dakota.
So you're saying no to my deal?
Yeah, well, everybody would say no to your deal.
I know, right?
Because you got a woke governor. Let me get Vern in McLean County in here, and then I'll get to our guest, Representative Bob Paulson, District 3 Minot Representative. We're going to talk a little bit about the Bastiats today, okay? One more text. Don't let Biden finish the southern border wall, or we won't be able to leave.
That is the text of the day.
I love the humor of our residents, of our listeners. Yes, let's go to Vern. From McLean County, who's representing McLean County residents today on the program. Go ahead, Vern. You're up on the program.
Good morning, and thank you for having me. The heavy hand of the government has come down on the folks of some of the folks in McLean County. That's in North Dakota, because I know your program reaches out to a large area of the country. At a magical switch of a switch or a press of a computer key, all of our name street addresses disappeared today. We now have government issued addresses which consist of numbers and letters, something that you would expect in maybe a Siberian gulag, but certainly not a subdivision of any of the cities and towns in McLean County. The reason for this was supposedly enhancement of the 911 system. Well, they're trying to fix something that is not broken. Yeah, if I called for an ambulance and told them my address, my current or my old address now, they just get their smartphones out, dial up Google Earth, or not Google Earth, but Google Maps, and it would tell them exactly where to go. The same with the fire department. I've spoken with the ambulance services who actually go find people in rural areas, and they aren't complaining of any difficulties with the system there is now, nor does a fire chief in this area complain about finding people either.
What is going on? Huh.
Yeah, is that happening in other counties that you're aware of? Is it a thing where they're trying to update 911 EMS response addresses and whatnot?
Supposedly all the counties in North Dakota have done this, but and McLean County is supposed to be the last one. I really question that, but that's the information that I have. This was started many years ago in Slope County, which is down in the southwestern part of the state. I can see where maybe the grid system out there would work, because there are no rural developments, housing. McLean County takes up a good portion of the north shore of Lake Sakakawea, and those who aren't familiar with that reservoir, it's over 200 miles long. And also, McLean County encompasses all the homes and cabins on Lake Audubon, which is an extension of Lake Sakakawea on the east side of Highway 83.
And, Vern, I assume you've asked for answers of this. Is anybody giving you, I mean, when you talk to, in fact, maybe Ladd Erickson could help. He's the McLean County State's Attorney who's been busy trying to scare $1 billion in investments out of the state of North Dakota. Maybe he could deal with something that might be a little more productive like this. Have you talked to any officials?
I sure have.
Three county
commissioners. One is for our local area here in the Garrison area. And basically, we get the response from the county commissioners is, don't bother us.
Don't bother us. Wow, that's an interesting approach by people that are elected. I will ask Cody Schultz. Cody is heads up North Dakota Emergency Management, and one of my sources. I have a text message into him now, Vern. So stay tuned. We'll try to get an answer for you. Keep us posted on it. Yikes. I got to get to our next guest. We've been waiting a while here. Bob Paulson, State Representative, District 3, a member of the Bastiat Caucus. Bob, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. How are you?
Good. Bob sent me a note and was upset with some comments I made about the Bastiat. So let's start there. What of what I've said concerns you, Bob?
Well, I think that there's some confusion, misinformation being put out about the Bastiat, not just from you, from lots of folks, but the concept of us not being Republicans or perhaps being libertarian. And the goal of the Bastiat Caucus is to encourage one another to follow the Republican Party platform. That's our focus.
You mentioned the Republican Party platform, which, by the way, the national platform, the state Republican Party platforms often becomes sort of a benchmark of are you Republican enough? I'm not sure enough people pay enough attention to the platform to say that's a good litmus test or not. But I think you're right to say, hey, you know, this is the platform and if this is the platform, we want you to follow it. So that is that's something I think is fair. To say, well, either pay more attention to the platform and how it's put together or don't. What would you say is the most glaring example where the platform is not being followed by the Republican majority?
Well, limited government, lower taxes would be probably the top two. We've grown government quite a bit. We just added to that this session. And we did some good things. But, for example, there was an attempt to eliminate income tax on Social Security income, and that passed the House with flying colors 92-1 and failed in the Senate 21-26.
Well, again, that would seem to me that at that point you say, district by district in the Senate, that should be an issue in the next election, right? I mean, I don't think that necessarily means anything other than, why didn't? On the other hand, you'd probably hear an argument from each of them to say, look, North Dakota is one of the lowest tax, states in the country. So we're doing okay. Could we do better? I think Craig Hedlund's got a good idea in the income tax. I didn't really understand why that doesn't go. But, you know, you look at the... Yeah, I mean, so I don't know that that necessarily means Republicans bad, Bastiat's good, Bob.
Right, and I am not saying Republicans bad, Bastiat good. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is that just want to put the word out there that the focus of the Bastiat Caucus is to follow the Republican Party platform, encourage one another to submit legislation that does that, support legislation that does that, that's submitted by others. I mean, the goal is to be true to the Republican Party platform. And I think that anybody who runs as a Republican, their constituents should expect them to adhere to the Republican Party platform. That's why they put the R by their name.
Yeah, and again, I think I bet if I polled not legislators but Republicans, Republican voters, and I said what is the Republican Party platform, maybe 2% would be able to tell you. I don't think people vote based on the platform. Do you?
I think it's part of it. I mean, I think that you should be able to expect that a Republican will vote like a Republican. Does that make sense?
So, you know, somebody just texted here and said, well, the Republican Party platform has become a thing by the Bastiat Caucus, so it's sort of like, you know, the referees now write the referees decide what the rule book is, and so my point is this. If the platform is going to be the litmus test, everybody should get involved in the litmus test. Most especially voters. Most especially voters, because, you know, so I don't necessarily say, you know, again, here's where we're going to differ, I think, Bob. I don't think the platform is anything other than a litmus test written by Bastiat to be able to say, you Republicans aren't following the platform. I don't think it's very constructive at this point. I do agree with you, lower taxes would be good. And as Charlie Kirk said to us recently, Bastiat's are good at a couple things, but not the whole picture. And that's what concerns me. We'll talk about that when we come back with Bob Paulson. Don't go away. Luke's back from Red Drilling. Find him at reddrilling.com. What's the perfect person? Yeah. What are you looking for? Somebody's already in construction, or what are you looking for in the way of skill sets?
You know, I like training guys that have no experience. So I mean, that's willing to work hard and do some traveling. They need to have a driver's license and they need two thumbs.
And what kind of a pay range? What would your best employee? What is the high end potential?
The high end is 30, and a new guy with no experience, you know, 16. Our CDL drivers at 22. So they're getting. And when we're busy here, they're getting, you know, 50 to 70 hours a week, Monday through Saturday, Sunday off.
If somebody heard this today, Luke, and they say, I want to work for Luke, what should they do?
I'd give me a call on my direct cell phone number, 934-1134, and we can talk wages and when you want to start, and we got plenty of work out there.
It's the way to go. Reddrilling.com, two D's in it, reddrilling.com. Call Luke at 701-934-1134 right now. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Lunchtime is approaching, folks. If you're looking for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, might I suggest a PetroServe USA near you today. Barbecue chicken sandwiches on 12th Avenue and I-29, or up the road a piece to the north. Harwood exit, tater tot hot dish. If you're traveling 94 today, beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham, or zoom off at Main Avenue in West Fargo for Salisbury steak today. There is Swedish meatballs downtown, MP Avenue, lasagna in Glendon, tater tot hot dish in Yulin. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. Back with Representative Bob Paulson. Bob, one of the beefs I have with the Bastiat caucus has been the leadership of folks who have previously said that they're, you know, for lack of a better term, an atheist. And that was Rick Becker, who told Ole Larson some time ago, another Bastiat, that he was atheist. And so I say, wow, this is a group of folks led by someone that doesn't have the faith walk. Now, it's America. Anybody can, you know, be an atheist or whatever, but that's going to make me a little cautious when it comes to that. I also see a focus less on values issues for some in the Bastiat caucus and more on the economic, which, again, tends to get the libertarian value. Am I wrong in that assessment? Daniel, I don't hear Bob. Bob, are you there?
Yep, I am. And
okay.
I would say that that's not accurate. Rick hasn't been in the leadership role for a couple of sessions now. And, you know, I think you see a lot of the Bastiat fighting for family integrity and American moral tradition, which is one of the planks. Now, the Republican Party platform of North Dakota is put together by the 47 district chairs from across the state. So it's not a product of the Bastiat. And when you look at the first three planks, individual liberty, personal responsibility, and limited government, and you evaluate that up against our state's response to COVID, I think there are some points there that are worthy of criticism and looking at.
I'm going to play something that Charlie Kirk said to me in a conversation which prompted a lot of this discussion for people. And again, anytime I bring up the Bastiat, I bring up my opinion. It's just my opinion. And I'm amazed at the vitriol I get if I'm not a cheerleader for the Bastiat. It's unbelievable. It's flat-out vitriol. And I really think that's a little odd. And I found that, too, with, you know, Luke Simon. I saw a anger there and a inability to say, hey, maybe I wasn't perfect here, that would have saved him. Right? That would have saved him and got him a couple more votes and kept him there. And I don't know what that is. It's not large, but it's loud. And so I brought this issue up to Charlie Kirk, and here was his response related to that wing of the Republican Party, if you will.
It's hard to say. Probably not. Again, I want to be very careful because I don't live here, so I'll yield to your wisdom here. Because I find when I weigh in on these local issues, I make more enemies than friends because everyone, you're right in the middle of it. But I'll just speak more generally about the libertarian thing, and I actually read Bastiat. I know him. Strange to call yourself a Bastiat in American politics just because it's so purist. He was right about a lot of stuff. He wrote a famous book called The Law. He had a couple of pieces of literature where he talked about the price system and dislocation and some very, very powerful. He had the Petition of the Candlestick Makers. I believe that was his. Anyway, very familiar with Bastiat. But as far as a governing strategy, I don't think libertarianism is very effective because governing is supposed to be about listening to your constituents and solving problems. I think that from a libertarian perspective, it can be very informative of where rights come from, natural rights doctrine, but I think it sort of stops when you start to look at issues that have been created by external circumstances, for example, trade or immigration, automation, and your answer is always, I'm going to yield to some abstract philosophy. And it just kind of always ends on some sort of a platitude, and you can't govern that way. And especially when you start to see massive damage done by the moral decline in our country. I'll give you an example of this. And Republicans, and again, I'm not talking about the specific group of the Bastiats in North Dakota. Mm-hmm. I probably agree with them on firearms because that's my most libertarian perspective, quite honestly. I think we need less restrictive gun laws, not more. But I'll give you an example in Arkansas where the governor of Arkansas, Asa Hutchinson, decided to all of a sudden become this massive libertarian when it came to the chemical castration of children, right, where he believes that it's not government's role to come in and regulate whether or not a 7-year-old can take puberty blockers. I happen to believe if the government's good for anything, it should be for the protection of children,
yeah,
especially.
No kidding.
Right? And that's the difference between a conservative and a libertarian, is we believe that the political power that has been given to us by the people should be used to protect moral law, natural law, and the very, very least, children.
All right, let's leave it there. But he gave a lot to respond to there. Bob, what do you say to his analysis of, you know, sort of the purest, if you will, approach to politics?
Right. I don't think that reflects the Bastiat caucus. And we have talked about whether it would be wise to change the name. We are not libertarians. I certainly am not. For a couple of examples, I'd have voted for the TR Library last session. I voted for the Prairie Dog Bill. this session I voted for the bond infrastructure bonding bill, and those are not libertarian type ideas. I am a Republican. You and I have worked together on a pro-life cause. I am very pro-life.
No, I know you are, and by the way, most of the Bastiats are, thankfully, but you know, you get that. But Jeff Holverson, prime example. I just think that some are of that purest ilk, and this is what, you know, like, I'm not saying every Bastiat's bad, nor are you saying every Republican's bad. I'm pointing out the error of the caucus sometimes, and I think our benchmarks would be, what do you get done? What do you accomplish? And, you know, this is where I say, wow, is this just being purist? Is this just, you know, setting a standard on votes, for instance, to say, or the platform to say, see, you're wrong? I want to continue this conversation, Bob, though I really do, and I appreciate you coming on today to give the other perspective. Stay in touch, and we'll continue. More
is a move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.